Hello and welcome to I Want to Grow, and I Want to Grow is all about that, right? It's about our growth. We all want to grow. But today it's something a little bit different with our guests. Today we're celebrating 90 years of the British Council. And boy, 90 years. Can you imagine just the work that they're doing all around the globe? It's incredible. Today we have Wadat joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for so much for coming on to the podcast.
It's my pleasure to be with you and to be celebrating the 90th anniversary of the British Council.
I want to celebrate you first.
Thank you.
Your name, Wadat. What does it mean?
Wadat in Arabic language is love, mainly. And it is one, because we have like 7 or 8 levels of love. And for each one in Arabic, there is a name. Mine is just in the middle. So it's not at the beginning, not towards the end. So I'm the balance, the equilibrium between the levels of love.
But what a great name.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of my name, by the way.
I would be.
Yeah. And there are a couple of songs in my name. Abdul Halim Hafiz, if you know him. He gave me a song just for my name, Ala Hasbi Wadat. Yes.
You've got to thank your parents.
Yeah, I do.
That's a great name.
Thank you.
So introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
Okay, I'm Wadat Hussaini. I work at the Qatar University. I've been in Doha for 17 years now. I celebrated my 17th anniversary on February 1. Because this is when I came. Before that, I used to work at the American University of Beirut. And being a consultant at Qatar University introduced me to the British Council and the great things they do. At the time, we did more than one initiative or activity. So I was not only involved with Springboard, but also something called Time Bank. So my relationship is a dear one, because also I developed long life friendship through the workshop and the Springboard as a program.
And I bet with those programs that you've helped run, you've built bonds that will never be broken.
Exactly. Even now, at this time in my career, sometimes I meet, because I'm in a recruitment committee to recruit for Qatar University, sometimes some of the girls that I offered them the workshop, she told me, yes, I cannot forget you. You gave me this workshop, but I feel guilty sometimes because I don't remember her specifically, because I gave this for like hundreds of girls at the Qatar University. So we have also bonds with the colleagues, with the trainers, with alumni, with many people.
I sometimes say exactly that. Sometimes I feel guilty because I don't remember everybody that I meet.
Yeah.
And it's feeling guilty, but I'm also proud because I never change the person I am.
Exactly.
Never ever change.
Yes.
And you're continually, and it's really good that you said this, because I know the type of work that you're doing, you'll never change. This is your vocation in life.
Exactly. And I'm passionate about it.
Exactly.
This is very important for me.
So you're talking about all these things. So you've been, tell us exactly what you do. So that you tell us a bit about your career.
Yeah. Sorry,
No worries.
I came to Qatar University as consultant to VP of Student Affairs. So I work with all initiatives related to student affairs and mainly to students. So I was involved with many initiatives since 2008 till now, with how to help students adapt to colleges when they are coming from the high schools. So we have the orientation. I worked on the student governance, how to have a student representative board. I work on code of conduct. I work on all those matters that will make students succeed and that will make students feel that this institution is their home.
And what I like, you've been here for 16 years.
Yes.
So when you first started 16 years ago, this was an idea, a concept for some people, right? Because things were different back then.
Wow, so different.
So different.
So different, yes.
But you've seen that change. The changes that you've seen is incredible.
Yes, it's incredible. And I feel proud that I, in certain places, that I was part of this change.
Exactly.
I was not marginalized. And the impact on students is big. There are challenges, nobody would say no, but it's very important.
You said big. The changes, that they're not big. They're huge.
They are
huge. They're massive.
They are massive, I agree, yes. Yes.
They're massive.
At all levels, by the way. The mindset of people, how they are looking at things, the business, the infrastructure. This building where we are having this is a great achievement. I was impressed when I came.
Yeah.
It's very nice, yes.
But the foresight back then to be looking at these areas was it was a revolution that was just starting.
Exactly.
It was a revolution. It was just where it was empowering. It was that start where people were empowering everybody to be as best as they possibly could.
Yes, and I think that it was the right time because Qatar was ready. I mean, in terms of governance, in terms of aspirations and vision of the leadership. So we came and were able to at least contribute to the achievement or to the to reaching our dreams of or the vision of the country.
But it couldn't have been very easy at the beginning.
No, it was I didn't want to say very difficult. It was very challenging. And tell you the truth, the first month I was crying most of the time because I left my family and I was alone here. And at the beginning I said, why did I this to me? I was the director at the American University of Beirut and I resigned. And the American University of Beirut has a reputation in the region. So I did this, but it was only 2-3 months. And then I had a support group. I have get used to the places, to the language. At the beginning, even I speak Arabic, I'm an Arabic speaker, but the terminology were different. And sometimes people, they laugh when I say something because it's either inappropriate here or it has different meaning. So it was a journey, really has challenges. But for me, as Wadad, the person, I liked this journey because I felt that I needed to go out of my comfort zone and have a new challenge. And tell you the truth, the university, Qatar University leadership, were very supportive. And this played a big role in adapting to the place.
Qatar University are incredible.
Yes.
They're one, but there's so many in Qatar. There's so many unsung heroes.
Yes.
And sometimes they don't get the recognition they deserve. And that's why we're here today, to give recognition to the British Council.
Exactly.
But it's also to people like you, because I like your story also, when you say, when I first came here, that I used to go home and cry. And we talked about this just before we came onto the podcast, where we were saying about how we look back on our time. And those times that we had the hardships are the times that we celebrate the most.
Right.
Because we celebrate those because we realize to what level we've got today. It was because of those hard times.
Yes, and during this journey, you reflect and you change what really you want. So when I was like 20 years ago, it was not the same Wadad or the same aspirations. Or I enjoy little things now more. A smile from someone or someone who says, oh, Wadad, you taught me this. It means a lot to me now.
And that's... there's going to be a lot of young people that's going to be watching our video.
Okay.
And those are the things that we want to get into them also, because sometimes we, at that age, we undervalue that smile,
yeah,
that appreciation.
Yes.
And that's what we all strive to, at the later years, this is something that means everything to us.
Exactly. And it means a lot of and young people, how they perceive us at this age is very important also. Sometimes they say, always I have a group, they say, the old woman. So sometimes my friends they feel that this is offensive. But for me, it is not offensive because I always look at what are the advantages of being an old. So I always cared for, I have priority in some places, restaurants or bus or anything. So it depends how you perceive things.
I would still feel, I'm going to still feel a little bit perturbed if somebody called me the old person. I still feel young.
Exactly.
I still feel young. It's only when I go past the mirror in the mornings that I look at it and I go, oh my word, come on, what's happening? I still feel 18. I still feel that young,
exactly,
young person. You're doing amazing work. This springboard. Let's talk about the springboard.
Yeah, the springboard, what really just on time for Qatar, and it was for empowering girls and women. And what is special about it, we were trainers from the workforce and from the educational institutions. So this was very important, because I used to have a workshop for girls in their early years in the college. They want to explore their life, and there were other trainers who were giving this to the employees, women employees. And the most important thing about this, that at the beginning, we did not only teach or convey the messages and equip those girls with the true tools for empowerment. Also, ourselves, we learned from them. We discovered things. For me personally, I discovered things I wouldn't have reached without the springboard. And I want to tell you a story about myself with springboard. At the beginning, when we were in the training, one part is important is about assertive versus aggressive. And always in my life, I thought that I am an assertive person. But when they train during the trainer, and we did this quiz or whatever we call it, my score was that I am an aggressive person. And this was a turning point for me, as not only as a trainer, as a person. What I was perceiving that is assertiveness, in fact, people perceived it as being aggressive to them. And I discovered when I asked, yes, many people were perceiving me as aggressive person. And this was very, very hurtful for me. I didn't want to appear as an aggressive person. I want to appear as professional, assertive person. So I owe springboard and springboard trainers this. I discovered my true self. For girls who were taking the program, there was many aspects of empowering. I'm sure of that. But as a springboard, we put the first steps for them to know how to be empowered. What is empowerment? How to be independent? How to say no? How to save your physical space? Things like that people and girls were not very aware of. So I think this program was very important, and it was on time when it should be introduced to the Qatari society.
But it's such a skill set to find out.
Exactly.
Such a skill set to see whether you think that you're aggressive. There's a fine line.
Exactly. And this is the power of the springboard. And it was a very important journey for us as a trainers, as well as for the girls or the women who benefited from the program. And I think one of the main feature of it is the when we used to invite a keynote speaker or someone, a woman, to talk about her journey. And I used to invite people from the university, females, and the first session was with the president of the university at the time, Dr. Sheikh Al-Masnad. So it was really a message to the girls to look for role models who are really making an impact and difference in the society. Faculty members, so when they heard the faculty members and her challenges, it was from a different perspective than a teacher in a classroom teaching them. So also this is very important to create those human connections with people who are around us. So it was a very, really inspiring journey. The springboard.
The name Sheikh of Misnet comes up a lot of times when I'm interviewing people with the British Council.
Yes.
And what with obviously Qatar University. What has she done over the years? Tell us a little bit more about her.
She created a legacy in Qatar University about standards of education and higher education. She worked so hard to have Qatar University as a reputation, not only at the level of the region, but internationally also. So she always wanted to have the high academic programs and research, in addition to enriching the student life. That is not the university is not only for to go to the classroom. So this is where I came from, this perspective, that we want to have a student life in Qatar University. So we owe her a lot, by the way.
Everybody says the same. Yes. I can't wait to interview her. I can't wait to. Tell me a little bit more about what your feelings are is towards the British Council.
Oh, Anna, I love them. I love the people who work in the British Council. I love the mission and the vision of the British Council in the region, not only. Although sometimes we have different points of view, definitely, as anyone. But as well-established institution, they introduce a lot of important skills to the community at all levels. I like also they always celebrate certain things, that like the Women's Day in March, sustainability, things like that. So I appreciate what they are doing. And being here for 90 years, it's a lot, really, being in the region. And I know that I have friends in Egypt, Lebanon, everywhere they work with the British Council. So I think there is a legacy.
I think that what they've done is just incredible. And I think that another one, unsung heroes. I didn't really, until I started this program with all these interviews,
okay,
I didn't quite know to what extent the British Council are doing on a global basis. And I've got to take my hat off to every single person that works within this organization.
Yes.
Because they are doing magnificent things.
Yes.
Where they're guiding, they're supporting, they're giving love.
Yes, they are.
Now with this whole experience, I want to go back to the springboard.
And talking
about the springboard, because again, I'm fascinated by it. Again, I try to empathize with the guest that I'm with. Oh my word, I'm trying to get into your mind, and I just see all this love that's happening. I see all the help and assistance and the feelings, the nice feeling, the overwhelming feelings that you've been supportive to so many. It must be a wonder. Tell me more about the springboard.
Yes, the springboard. We have, for example, the cohort will be for one whole month. So every week we are meeting the same people for like 6 to 7 hours. Can you imagine? And during this time, every time, we have a set of activities. We have a set of discussions with those people. You discover more about those people. They bring. We used to have something that it is like a sharing corner, whatever you like to share with the other people as a sense of support and how to support. And we tasted a lot of food, so the girls wanted to not compete, but to show how much they know. And we have cakes, we have food.
They're going to compete.
Yeah, definitely. And the nice thing that because in Qatar University, you have a diversity of nationalities, so also to discover the values and how they are different and how we are similar, this was a great experience. So the girls enjoyed those things because there is a journey between not knowing to know. Okay, so they were happy during this journey. When they what they don't know, they discovered that they know. But they were happy not because they know now, because they're happy because of this journey, experiencing those emotions, thoughts, arguing about the same thing. So this is the most important thing in the springboard. Also, in springboard, we had a lot of discover and reflect on our values. Sometimes people, especially young people, they are not aware that what we do is related to our thoughts, our emotions, and our values. So what was important about the springboard is to make this connection, that your thoughts are very important, but they affect the way you feel, and they affect your reactions and how you're going to behave. So this also about springboard. Networking. Networking was very important part of our training, if you want. So they started to learn how to do valuable networking. So it's not about يلا knowing people and talking, it is about to choose the right channels and the right people for your network, to know how to seek support from others. So those are the main features of the springboard.
Where did the word springboard come from? What does it mean? Do you know?
I think it was that it is the start of something, and this is why why they called it the springboard, because it is the intilaqa, the kickoff of something important. So this is why.
So it's like that springboard when they get to the end, and that the bouncy in the, and then you help them get to the dive.
Exactly.
Must be fulfilling.
Yes. And sometimes we used to have in 2 or 3 months, like a reunion for all of us to talk about the journey after we stopped meeting regularly. So if you have challenges, if you would like to celebrate something with us, so this for a short period of time, but it was good to make sure that things are, and definitely I was preparing for the next one. So, you know, also this is, so in continuous, I have this going back up and down.
So you're diving off this springboard constantly.
Exactly.
Oh, dear yes. me. And I'm going to kind of ask you, this is, you've spoke well about the British Council, and I always speak well about the British Council now, but what you told me just before you came on, we came and we started recording, couple of your ambitions, what was that? What did you always want to do?
To be an actress or a presenter. I love this, but I think presenter is more suitable than actress.
Let me tell you something today.
Yes,
you have
please.
Been a phenomenal presenter
Thank
today.
You.
You have presented everything great about the British Council, what's great about Qatar University, and what's great about you.
Yeah. Thank you. This is really, I'm flattered. Coming from you, it means it's a degree for me.
You're phenomenal.
Thank you.
You're phenomenal. And I don't know, and this is where I want people to understand, the love that you've given to other people. And your parents knew that was going to be your name.
Yeah, maybe, or my name shaped me. I don't know. It can. No, it's how I was raised. In fact, I owe this love to my family. Definitely, it is a nice this relationship of love always and support and care. So
I'm so relieved that the world has people like you in it.
Thank you, Steve.
I've got one difficult question for you now, but I think it's going to be easy for you.
Hopefully.
Okay? It's got to be. There's only one word that you can... What's the one word that you can describe the British Council? One word.
Just one word?
Yeah.
This is difficult to make it one word, but I would say preservance. They have plan. Going to the end. So I like those people who have preservance in their life.
Well, I'm going to come out with the Arabic name because I've come up with a name, and it's Wadat.
Oh, thank you. That's, I'm happy you are fine with my name. It's not difficult for you.
Names are always difficult for me, but in this occasion, there is no perfect way to explain the British Council. It's love. They give people love. They really look after and cherish. And
yes.
It's because of individuals like you and everybody that works and associated with British Council. Thank you so much indeed.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for your time and thank you for having me here. I'm flattered, really.
You're wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.